6'10", 385?
Yes. Actually, closer, we weighed him in at 403. And so we'd had him in for the tryout, and he had some issues that we had to clear up from a physical standpoint. I got them put behind us. We worked him out, and worked him out both on both sides of the ball, defensive line, offensive line, and we felt like his best position would be right tackle. So Booth said he'd love to have him, and so this far it looks like he's, you know, he's got through practice. So he's, you know, he's a defensive lineman that we've converted over to offensive line. So we just have him reach up and get the camera, the tape from off the tower. So, yeah. He might be able to block some kicks.
Coach, is it a different feel out here without Steven for the first time?
Well, I mean, this is not our first time with the group, but yeah, I mean, it's different. You know, it's, you know, as I said time and time, it would have been nice for me personally to have spent more than just one season on the sideline with him, but I'm sure he'll be a great addition to the Falcons.
For a guy like Roger making the switch to the right side, what are maybe some of the challenges, or how easy or difficult is that?
It's you know, football's football. His responsibilities are the same. You know, he's just at the point of attack when the ball, you know, goes to the right. But you know, typically, the right tackle, you know, may have a tight end outside of him more often than the left tackle does, because with a right-handed quarterback, you're typically right-handed. But he's done a great job. Yeah, he's done a great job since I moved him over.
Jeff, can you just talk about how much further ahead you are than you were at this time last year, as far as even installation?
Well, yeah, I guess I describe it to you this way. Last year at this time, the entire team was hearing things for the first time. This year at this time, the rookie class is hearing things for the first time. Everything else is, you know, is a second go-around for everybody, which is good.
Mostly in these 10 days?
Yes, our plan is to completely install everything. And the players are aware of it. We're going to install everything from the first snap of a game was first and 10 to the last play of the game where you got a Hail Mary pass and everything in between. We'll do that over the next, you know, when we complete the OTAs. And then we'll come back again and repeat it again at training camp. So they've had, you know, the complete installation twice.
How much has Sam actually been on the field with all the new weapons since you guys got here?
We have, on the non-OTA days, he's been working since the rookies got here with them. It's permissible for him to work. We're in the phase two, so we actually can come together and do some things. So it's been good. I mean, he's taking advantage of the opportunities. Not only the, you know, Tavon and Stedman, but in addition to that, he's worked a lot with Jared Cook thus far.
Is there anything you can add in terms of,
you know, I'll say this. We've been aware of it for quite some time. I'm not going to go into specifics of the suspension. We respect the league's decision, but personally and respectfully, I disagree with the suspension and the circumstances regarding the suspension. So that's my opinion, but we'll honor the league's decision.
What's Lance Kendricks?
Yeah, Lance had, during one of the workouts here about a month ago, Lance had some knee swelling, and so we scoped him, and, you know, he's doing great. So.
And Mike, I mean, Brian Quick was not.
He was tight. He woke up this morning with tight hamstrings, so we just backed him down today.